Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
It's a wonderful encounter. It's always a great time in God's presence. So I want to charge every one of us. When words are released from the altar, those who understand what to do with it, they lay hold of it. And you begin to wage war with prophetic insight and break forth into a new season of your life. So I want to encourage us to ensure you don't miss midweek services, supernatural meetings. And in the month of May, we're going to have a major, you know, outdoor event. It's a major outdoor event. Pleroma night of worship and prayers. Powerful. It's going to be massive. And our target location is Yanosash first. So there's an open field in Yanosash we're going to use for a major program. I want you to prepare yourself. As a church, we're launching out like that. So throughout this year, God has laid in my heart, my spirit, to organize crusades. So we're going to run about 5 of them before 20 days of glory. And after 20 days of glory, we're going to run, you know, the more that we can again. I want to encourage you as a part of this family to be involved in what God is doing, and you will not miss out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So this morning, I have something to share with us before we wrap up the service. I want to share with us, I consider it a very important subject, and like I said in the first service, it will bring about a shift in our perspectives about the things that we, the way we handle this particular issue I'm about to share this morning. It has to do with words. What I'm sharing this morning has to do with words and the way we use our words. Now, because of that, I had to share with the church about 9, you know, scripturally, they are kind of words you find in the Bible. You know, words are not just words. They are different. They are of different. How do I explain it now? They are of different kinds and they have different impacts. And no word is empty, because words move with energy. Words move with spirit communication. So you have to be very conscious and intentional about the words, you know, that you are uttering, and, you know, the words that you hear. You be careful, because sometimes you can be poisoned with words and begin to die gradually. Words. Are we here together? Bible says life and death are in the power of what? The tongue. He said they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So I shared with them, with us in the first service, about 9 different words, different kinds of words, and how they affect people. I talked about curse words. I said curse words are the last level, you know, of words, lowest demonic level of words. They are used to make curses. Some occultic people, they use it to cast spell on people. They use it to speak negative things. They use it to affect the destiny. They can turn a person's life around with negative words. So they are not just negative words. These ones are now curses. So it is a curse. Then you have also have negative words. Negative words just follow somewhere around there. They release negative energy. They create walls of impossibility. You probably have something you want to do in your heart and you're excited about it until somebody gave a negative word and you got discouraged. You know, like that. Then we have neutral communication. I'm rushing this because, like I said, I will teach it some other time so that I can get into what I want to talk about. Neutral communication, we use that to talk in our offices, our business space. We use it to get job done. Some of us have had a lot of neutral communication today. Husband and wife talk, ordinary talk, to want to achieve something in the office. Help me do this, help me do that. I want to move, I want to do, you know, all that. They're neutral. That means they don't have effects, negative effects. They don't have effects to corrupt. They are just very neutral words. Then we have gossip and slander. They fall under what you call corrupt words. Corrupt words. And the Bible says that we should not allow any corrupt communication come out of our mouth. And I'm going to be talking in that light today. That's the area where I will focus you know, my message this morning, because the theme of my message is the whispers that wound, the poison of gossip. Whispers that wound, the poison of gossip. That's what I'm going to be focusing on today. And I want you to pay attention. It will help you. You realize that some people are stuck in life because of certain poisonous words that have been spoken ahead. Some people are where they are because they have allowed themselves to listen to dangerous words that have the ability to stop them from pressing into God's plan and purpose for their lives. Are we here together, church? Yes. Yes. So we have corrupt words. We have idle words. These are just empty words. They don't make any sense. Just unprofitable words. People just flatter. They just talk, you know, careless, idle words. You know, they're just idle words. Comedians use that a lot when they're just jesting and saying plenty, many things. Thank God we have good ones, but some comedians go the extra mile to convert from careless words to words that are demeaning. They now begin to say things that are derogatory. They now begin to insult people. That is not a good approach at all. We must be able to have comedians that speak clean words, beneficial. We smile, we laugh, we get excited and entertained, but we don't feel like we are cast down or insulting one person. Like I usually say, some people that go for some shows, they are insulting you, you are laughing. They are, oh man, you are laughing, you're excited. It doesn't call for any excitement. Don't forget that the whole world was created by the word of God. And those words that were said, they are not empty. Satan will take advantage of it, or God will take advantage of it, or nature itself, through positive energy or negative energy, will take advantage of it. So you need to be careful not to allow people just say things and you just laugh over it. Then we have true words. This is a special class. True words, but the problem with it is that they are careless. They are uttered in a careless manner. The word is true, but you did not utter it in a manner that it will bless, heal. For instance, you want to say something about a colleague in the office, you know, and the person does something that is really irritating, or maybe they are that person is somebody that is somebody that is very difficult to deal with. You understand? There are people who are difficult to deal with. Now, it is true that you can tell the person, listen, you are a very hard and difficult person. You are just like stone. What you said is true. It's like stone, it's hard and difficult. Or you would have said it in a better manner. That way you'll be healing the person instead of destroying the person. Is anybody going to say here now? Hello, church, are you here with me? Make sure you're not sleeping in service. So make sure you're active, agile, alive. Very important. Then we have positive confessions. Motivational speakers speak positive confession. There's nothing wrong with it. It's very nice. It has a way of encouraging people, stirring their heart up, you know, push them to take action. And positive confessions are in different categories. The first category is the regular motivational one. Then the second category are scripture-based positive confession. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You are you getting what I'm trying to say right now? So you're confessing positive. I can. Caleb and Joshua said, we are well able. Take the land. And positive words are powerful. You need to surround yourself with people that confess positive, or else your dreams, your vision and aspiration, if you have the other category of people that confess negative, they can kill it. A good idea can die if the wrong person hears it first. You hear what I just said? A very good idea, business idea, an idea to do something powerful, it will die if the wrong person hears it first. If the wrong person and somebody who has negative, pessimistic understanding hears it, they will kill it. But if the right person hears that thing first, they can amplify it. They can create connection. There's somebody that needs to hear what you just said right now. I know a contact that if this person hears this, they can make this open for you. This person can assist you like this. You start seeing light because of the right kind of person. I want to pray for somebody under the sound of my voice that in the day you are discussing matters that concern your destiny, your advancement, your lifting, ideas that can change your life forever, I declare the right people will be there in the name of Jesus. I said the right people will be there in the name of Jesus. Then the last level of words, which is the highest level of words that people can utter, is the blessing. The blessing. The words of blessing. They are called righteous words. Words of blessing.
God said to Aaron, he said, Aaron, this is how you will bless the children of Israel. Jacob called his sons and he said, gather yourself, you sons of Jacob. Let me tell you what will befall you. I'm about to release what? The blessing. So he released blessings. And when he was receiving blessing, on the other ones, of ones that need something different, he released it. He told them their situation. When Isaac was about to die, he called Esau and Jacob and he said, go and get me venison so that I will do what? Bless you. What did he use to bless them? He did not use any special anything. Words. Words are powerful. If your parents bless you, you are blessed. If they curse you because of your misbehaviors, it can be have a hold. Except if you are cursed when there is no reason to curse you. And the Bible says, curse causeless will not stand. Are we here together now? So you must understand the power and the impact of words. And when we don't understand the power and the impact of words, we can use words carelessly. We can do a lot of things. Do you know with words you can tear people down? With words you can destroy people? With words you can lift people? With words somebody that is crying can start smiling and laughing? With words somebody that is smiling can start crying and mourning? Words. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? So let me go to the word, the kind of word that I want to focus on, you know, in this particular service. So we're talking about gossip, tale-bearing. They are all family members. They are family members. One is younger, older, niece, nephew, cousin. All of them are together. Gossip, whispering, secretive talk meant to spread rumor or steer suspicion. Then there's what they call tale-bearing. That one carries story. Is bearing stories. Is the one that knows how to carry story from house to house. Bus stop to bus stop. Tale bearing. Tale bearers. There's something the Bible says about tale bearers. It said a tale bearer reveals secrets. What they didn't send the person, that's what the person is saying. A tale bearer reveals secrets. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 13. Put it on the screen. Proverbs 11 13. I'm going to show you a few scriptures today and it will really help you. A talebearer reveals, he says, but he who is of a faithful spirit does what? Conceals matter. Knows how to say, this thing should not go beyond this level. There are certain things that cause war. Do you know that war in nations can start as a result of what people start talking? Fight in families can start as a result of people gossiping and talking all manner of things. I told them in the first time, I said, there are many businesses today. Some people, even as I'm talking now, you might be victim of that. Of somebody who did business with you, and because of a little mistake you made, they finished your business. They talked negative things and they spread it. And you sit down in that shop, you don't know why anybody's coming. Nobody's coming. You are wondering why. People that, what happened to my business? Nobody's calling me. Nowhere. There is somebody who is spreading negative energy that has the ability to tell people not to deal with you. They are negative people. Any person that is spreading negative energy around your business, around your career, talking about your skills and your services as if you don't have the ability, when you do, I declare, may that word never have a hold on you again in the name of Jesus. They just spread it. They just talk. And sometimes the thing is jealous. Somebody came in the house and said, particular food store, somewhere, that person doesn't know how to cook. Doesn't know how to cook. They can kill business. If you cannot help people, leave them the way they are. Funny story, but I shared in the first service. Somebody went to buy food. And when he came back, the food is salty. Other people have been eating this food. Nobody's complaining. It's nice. Unfortunately, he did not brush his mouth that morning. You want to put sansa in my garri? He didn't brush his mouth. So others that are eating the food, they say, there's nothing wrong with this. It's too salty. Then one person was bold. He said, did you brush this morning? Go and brush. He now discovered that the excess salt he ate in the dream is what is affecting somebody's business. And he can use that to destroy the person's business. Are you getting what I'm trying to say right now? And 2-3 people hear it like that, they'll spread it everywhere and the business starts going down. Many people have been destroyed. Businesses, career, nations, organizations messed up. And that's why companies have what they call PR. As soon as something is spreading, they set up their team, immediately they start spreading. The reason is because if words come, there must be a battle of words. There must be a battle of words. If you do not cast battle of words immediately, somebody will mess up everything that you have been building all your life. Words are powerful. Even in families, we have had those kind of things. where people are they start gossip. Siblings, they are gossiping. Someone gossip the nephew and niece. Saying, nobody will marry her. Nobody can marry her. And before you know it, everybody's talking. And the lady is there. She doesn't know why nobody's coming. She doesn't know that all the story of her life is public. The people inside, they will just be acting special. They have destroyed somebody's marital destiny with words. Gossip. Many marriages are scattered today because of people who don't know how to keep their mouth shut. There are some things you see. You don't discuss, you don't talk about everything you see. Are we getting what I'm saying now? I'll share a powerful story with you this morning. And it's a very strong story. It's in the Bible, but I'm going to show. I know many of us have never seen it in that light. Many of us, maybe a good number, maybe some of us have seen it, but I can guarantee that some of us have seen it in a different way, but we have not seen it in the other light. It's a story of the young man in the Bible called Ham. Noah got drunk one night. And when Noah got drunk, the Bible says that after everything, he got drunk, he slept off and he got drunk. So his son Ham came into the house and saw the father's nakedness. When the boy saw the nakedness, the first thing he would have done is to cover his father's nakedness. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Cover it immediately. No second eyes must see this. Why, my dad? I don't know what the culture of the day was, or whatever it is, but somehow, seeing that kind of thing, he would have covered it. He refused. Some of you are privileged to know some things about some people, but you spilled when you should not spill. And in their anger and bitterness, they spoke negative words. Noah woke up. Before he woke up, the boy rushed out and wanted to start spreading it. Do you know that as soon as Ham woke up and he went to Shem and Japheth, the brothers, and he said, I've seen daddy's naked. Daddy is sleeping naked. They didn't take it as something to joke about. You are the one waiting to listen to a gossip. A gossip will poison you and destroy you. When someone is bringing strange gossip, you know, don't listen to it. Don't take it. Do something. If I cannot do anything about it, don't tell me about it. Immediately, Shem and Japheth heard that thing. Immediately, they said, what? Daddy's nakedness? Shut up. Let nobody hear it. They rushed. The Bible said they couldn't even stand it. They took clothes and they went with their back and covered their father's nakedness. Do you know that nobody will ever know about the nakedness of Noah because his sons deemed it fit to cover it? The secret of many people poured out and spilled in the street because of one foolish person that heard it. May a foolish person not know your weakness. Very foolish person. Then as soon as the father woke up, he asked, what happened? What happened? They said, daddy, everything is fine. We have handled it already. What did you handle? Talk to me. Actually, Ham came around and he said he saw your nakedness. What? So the father's expectation is that you should have covered it. So what happened next? He said, I and Japheth, we decided to cover because we felt it was not the right thing. He said, Kai. Then the father looked. Go to the scripture. Let me show you. The next verse. Verse 24. Okay, let's start from here. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their face were backward and they saw not their father's nakedness. So the person who covered it did not even see it. The person who saw it could not cover it. And Noah woke up from his sleep and knew what his younger son had done unto him. Go ahead. Then he said, blessed be Canaan. A servant of servants he shall be to his brethren. He didn't say a servant. A servant of servants he shall be to his brethren. Go ahead. He now said, please, if you are working with both, let me know the one you're working with. 27. And he said, blessed be. No, go back. Sorry. Thank you. He said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. May Canaan be what? His servant. And may God enlarge Japheth. And may he dwell in the tent of Shem. And may Canaan be his servant. Only Canaan will serve both of them. What? You will serve till you die. For seeing my nakedness and talking about it. That's what the father said. He said Noah lived after the flood 300 years. So Noah saw what his brother had done. And he said, you that can spread nonsense with your mouth. What is your intention when you went to tell Ham and Japheth? Because if you had a good intention, you would join them to cover. But when they were coming to cover, you still moved away. Meaning that you had a negative intention. Is it that you want to make sport of your father? Is it that you want to embarrass your father? And the father said, you are cursed. When they traced the descendants of Canaan, Africans. When they traced it, we are no longer cursed. Jesus has redeemed us. Because if you look around the world, a lot of times Africans laugh over everything. They joke over everything. It's not everything that you just pray about. Chaka, 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 chaka. That you want to get likes on YouTube doesn't mean that you destroy your destiny. Is anybody going to see her now? So because that guy could not hold his lips covered, his brothers would not even have known. He would have been the one to take all the blessing. As a younger brother, if he covered his father and the man woke up and said, what happened? I got drunk. He said, daddy, I ensured that I covered you. I noticed that you were naked, so I covered you. Who else heard it? He said, nobody, sir. He would have said, blessed be Canaan. You will be the one that will rule because you have covered my nakedness. Well, because he saw his father's nakedness and he exposed it. How often do you see the nakedness of people you are privileged to serve? Instead of keeping your mouth shut or finding a way to help them or assist, you start talking anyhow. You see, that is my boss. I know him. That is his weakness. He does not know how to talk to anybody. He's very rash. He's very rash. It's not your business. If you cannot walk with him, walk away. Don't be the one that will spread all manner of things. Hey, my brother, man. Now, my guy, get family problem. Yeah, and wife, they need to see face to face. So he's talking to a customer. Say, hey, what happened? All these rich men. Now, my guy, he's a very hard man. Oh. The last time my wife come here, they fight. Oh. Who sent you? Then that one will carry the matter and go and meet her husband and say, that man that says, he they kill his wife, that man is terrible. Before you know, tell that person. But anytime they see the man, an impression is created. Bitterness, hatred. They'll start looking at the man in a wrong way. And the person that said it is possible that she had never been to their house. Maybe the wife came to the office one day and the man just said something. Said then they fight every day. Gossips usually exaggerate. They exaggerate matter. They will add insult on injury. They just spread it in a terrible way just to make a mess of everything. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? You might not know, but many times, many of us are victims of that. That friend that you always have time to sit together and talk about other people, stop it. Stop it. What you sow is what you will reap. The person you discuss today and you join to discuss others, tear them down. One day, somebody will sit together and they'll be tearing you down. Be very careful. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Am I communicating this morning? Are you sure you are getting what I'm saying here this morning? I want you to get this thing so that it will sink. Don't be a whisperer. Don't be a grumbler. Sometimes somebody, they just give an instruction in the office and say, tomorrow morning we're going to do this. We're going to be able to handle it like that. And you know what I'm going to talk? Then, mommy, I do. My days are numbered in this office. I want to even tender my resignation. It's not tendering anything. The real person that wants to tender resignation has not even spoken. By the time you get to know, discourage this one. Now go to another person's desk. Hey, Alpha, babe, Alpha. Where you say they go? You no go again. You say, you know, God said that. And I said, then the scatter person show Jare. No mind all these people. Useless work. Wait till we walk over the work yourself. Just keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. And one day that person wants to be a boss. One day you want to sit in your own office and expect that everybody will be quiet and they will not tear you down. Life doesn't work like that. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Again, whatsoever a man sows, he will reap. I will show you the life of a gossip and why some people will cry and the heavens over them will be shut. Because the Son of God, Jesus, the gossip Jesus, he said he's a wine blabber, he's a drunkard. Now, why is he sitting among drunkards? Why is he talking? So Jesus went to evangelism. They saw him evangelizing to people that are drunk. They started talking. And Jesus said, he said, John the Baptist came and stayed inside the bush. You will talk. Me, I came, I followed human beings. Well, you still talk again. Kai! Human beings, they are terrible. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? Some of you do not even realize why some people don't call you again. Somebody poisoned them. That's why they're not calling you. He said, guy, you know, no, it's well. Talk now, nothing, no. 2-3 people have gathered and they have talked all manner of things and they are not calling you again. Some people that used to favor you before, they have gone to spoil you in front of somebody. And by the time the person looks at you, because the person is not even confident to come and ask you. And that's another thing. Anytime anybody tells you something about another person, be bold to go and ask the person, is this matter true? Because if you listen to one side and you judge, you are a very wicked person. I've been in relationship marriage counseling. Today, on Friday, our marriage was 10 years old. 10 years anniversary. 10 years. 10 years. So I've had time counseling people. Sometimes somebody comes and they say something. You understand? I say, my wife, I say, this mother is serious. By the time we're thinking about it, I say, let's wait until we hear the other person. Then the other person will show up. It's not like that, oh. And I say, call two of them. And you see, I had to say it like, why did you say it like that? Say, it was the one that first. But that thing you said, is it true? Say, not true, not exactly. Not exactly. So if I had carried that thing you said about that person like that, I would have judged the person. No matter how even if the person comes and they are crying and they are shedding tears and all the tears fill their body and sweat, and they talk about another person, tell them no problem. When I hear the other person, I'll get back to you. Because many people have destroyed others like that. Many people have messed up other destinies like that. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? Brothers and sisters are fought. You see now, you see brothers and sisters are fighting. And that's the reason. When a third person enters matter, sometimes it can scatter. It's not my business, but when P-Square were together, as soon as they just marry like this, I don't know what was happening. Where what's in this car? Somebody started passing you. Somebody will be passing. They'll be passing it like ball. Brothers go to court. They are fighting hard. Why is it that somebody cannot sit down and say, let's settle this matter and end it? And you know why? Let me tell you the reason why that happens. There is still somebody. The Bible says, as long as there is a tale bearer, striving will never cease. Yes, striving will never cease. He said, but as soon as the tale bearer closes their mouth, quarrels will end. That's what the Bible says. There's another, the one I'm looking for. The one I'm really looking for, I would have shown you that one. I would have shown you that one. Proverbs chapter 20, let's look at this one. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 19. NLT, give me NLT. Proverbs 20, 19. I want to help somebody today, because some of us are where we are. It is somebody's mouth. And somebody's mouth can either push you or move you down. And your own mouth can actually help either destroy other people or build their lives. You need to check and ask yourself, what am I doing with my mouth? Have you forgotten what the Bible said about the mouth? It's like a sword. The word of God is like a two-edged word, sword. Everything coming out of your mouth is a sword. It can tear, it can destroy. A gossip goes around telling secrets. So don't hang around with what? Chatterers. What is he saying? Say, don't stay with gossip. That person that gossip A and tells their matter, your matter is next. Because gossips always have somebody that will listen to them. So don't trust the person. And after, he's well. My brother said I should tell you. Don't tell anybody. Oh, he's the one that said don't tell anybody. He has told B, he has told C, he has told D. It's the destiny of the gossip. Except he decides to change. It's the assignment. Let's call it, not called destiny. Let's call it the assignment. Wake up and change. Wake up and change. And make up your mind and say that no. Wake up and start correcting people around you. You know them. You might not be the one who gossip, but you know somebody. Be bold. It's only a coward that does not confront issues. William Shakespeare said, a coward dies many times before their death, but the violent never taste of death but once. If you will kill me, kill me. Somebody comes to you and they're telling you about somebody. This matter. Can we discuss it with the person? You say, no, I'm just telling you in confidence. In what confidence? What kind of, what would the confidence do? How will I help the situation? How can I come in and assist? Say, no, we don't need your help. I just felt that I should tell. So you owe me a responsibility to poison my life. So how do you want me to start seeing the person? Say, no, I'm just saying, in fact, you know what? I can have a prayer point. It's a prayer point. I can start praying for him. It's a lie. It's not a prayer point. It's a wicked arrow that has been shot. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you getting what I'm saying here, church? Am I making sense this morning? I want you to get the things that I'm sharing with you and hold on to them. Hold on to them. Hold on to them. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 20. I'll show you something. Many people go to church, but their religion is worthless because they are not sincere in their hearts. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 12, are you there? Verse 20. It says, for I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition. Then what's next there? Backbiting. Then the brother, whispering, conceits, and tumors. Now you see it now. Paul is speaking about that. He said, because before you know it, all those things will enter. And before you know it, they will defile the man. He said, lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned and have not repented of all their uncleanness. Plus those ones and this one. There are people like that. Do you know that religion is worthless if you cannot keep your mouth shut? It's worthless. James, open the book of James. Let me show you this. James chapter 1 verse 20. James chapter 1. People can serve, and all their reward, they will empty it in basket, because they talk a lot. Your mouth, you can use it to empty your destiny or fill up your destiny. You choose. Are we here together? Are we here together? Let me get it for you. There's something I want to show you. It's in my spirit. I think I didn't get that. I want to get it right. Did you get it? I don't want to miss it. It's somewhere in the book of James. I didn't get the right. James what? Is it 26? Please help me check 26. Let me see. And give me other translations too. Exactly. Give me NLT. Let me see. If you claim to be religious, but you don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourselves. And your religion is what? Wear fine shoe. Wear high heel. Is still what? Worthless. Lord, oh God! Is still what? Worthless. That means your service is wasted, your energy is wasted, your time is wasted, your labor is wasted. Why? Because the mouth cannot keep quiet. We must learn as believers to shut our mouth when we should shut it. And if you must open it to somebody who has the solution. Who is there to help this person? That's the person I want to discuss with. The reason some ladies left some young men is they started talking about you, Neil. What you did not do, they said, can't you see the face of that guy? It's too hard. Do you know his heart? No, it's just the face. You know, I say the face is hard, though. As the face of your man is, there's the heart. It will quote proverb that does not exist. Then the guy will be trying. The lady will say, no. What did I do? Say nothing. Why? Somebody has started going about spreading all manner of jargons, talking all trash. When you talk things about people that is not real, that is not factual, you are talking things about people that will demean their character, assassinate their character, you are killing them. Please, I want you to know that gossip is like taking gun and shooting people down. Because those who should endorse them, those who should favor them, those who should do good things for them, they will back out from their life. You have kept them naked and stranded. Many people are naked and stranded today because of words people have spoken over their lives. Is anybody getting my message this morning? And gossip is always deceptive because you will always hear to justify yourself. You deceive other people. You say something to deceive people so that they will believe something else. Don't ever allow that. And usually, sometimes when you already have offense in your heart, it's easy for you to gossip. And you must be careful of offenses. Be careful. If you take offense anyhow, you are always easily irritated. Small thing, you are already angry. Somebody come here. Nobody's fighting. Easily irritated. That is not the Christian life. That is not the Christian character. You must make sure that you open up your heart and be receptive. Say, they will take advantage of me. I don't want that rubbish. Can you survive alone? No. You must still learn how to accommodate people. You can't be easily offended about everything. Small thing happens, you're already flaying up. Some people will just blow something that should not be blown. And when somebody spreads a gossip about somebody you are already offended about, you will be the promoter of the gossip. Because you want the person to even die. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So you must be careful of offenses. I told you, I'm in the first service, when somebody comes to you and they talk about another person and they tell you about the person, tell the person this thing you are saying now. Are we supposed to tell the other person? Is there anything wrong if I call the person? He said, no, don't call the person. I just felt I should tell you, say it's a lie. You see that person? I will tell the person. Ah, you are going to destroy my image. Yes, because you are destroying the person's image. When you become that bold and audacious, there's something you attract. The respect and honor. They see you as a person who is very different. And you know that I don't take those kind of things. I'll give you 10 ways you can drive away gossip from your life. Gossips. I'll give you that. No, hold on. We have not gotten there. A young, vibrant pastor was pastoring a church. Then because a particular lady saw that the pastor is no longer gisting with her, he's now gisting with another babe. The guy is not married though. She started spreading rumor that he's mismanaging the church fund. He's in the church money anyhow. Blah, blah, blah. Went to A, talk. Went to B, talk. Went to C, talk. Why? If they no one marry you now by force. He now starts spreading. Do you know that the church literally closed down? Bad impression, because they know she's very close. And people are very close to you. They have hold though. They know that person is very close. And as much as they didn't even bother to verify that if she can be this close, when she repented and came back, half of the church has gone. Repair it, go and bring them. She cannot repair it. One day, when she gets married and her marriage collapse and scatter, she will start crying. She is sowing the seed, a harvest of the seed that she has sown. I want to beg us, church. People always reap the harvest of their seed, though. Don't forget it. People will reap what they have sown. Some of us are victims. We are going to pray and say, God, have mercy on me. I will never be there again. Some people like chit chats. When somebody comes and says, hey, how far now? Tell me something. Tell me. Hey? What? Then you know people who know how to take information from you. How you get to know them is that when you talk one, they say, wow. Eh? When you see that kind of person, run. Because even what you don't want to say, you will see all of them. Say, wow, you don't mean it. I can't believe it. Wow. Eh? Even you see what happened. The guy just hit something. What? Tell me something. If you get all those guys, don't run away. Because that's the way they will tell everybody something about you. Is anybody getting my message this morning? Yes. I want you to get it right so that we can adjust things. Life will be more peaceful. Problems will be easily solved if talebearers and gossips keep their mouth shut. Keep their mouth shut. Keep their mouth shut. Are we here together? I love him, but I just have to say this. You love him. Why are you saying it? Love covereth multitude of what? Sin. Okay, you love him. Why not go and tell him? Okay, why not tell somebody you know has access to him and can tell him? Say, but I just want to say, you're my friend now, so I just feel I should tell you. It's not something I want to be flying around, but it's already flying around because you deceive this one that you are my friend. Anybody that tells that I'm not really a friend though. Have you heard what Susu Pesi said? Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed. That's what you're supposed to be saying, not the other one. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. There's something I think you should know about. What? Is it going to help anybody? No. Will it add value to their life? No. Why do you think I should know about it? Just for knowing's sake. I don't want to know it. It's useless. But can I tell you, to hear rumor and things is sweet. Even the Bible says it. Let me show you in the Bible. Let me show you. You like to see it? The Bible talks about, in the book of Proverbs, it says, rumor, gossip, tale-bearing is like a dainty morsel. There's a way he puts it. That means it is like, you know, when you go to a fast food, when I travel to Abuja, there's a particular place I went to. They will give you special puff-puff. The puff-puff is sweeter than the food. So the puff-puff is free. But if you eat the puff-puff, you must buy food. You don't understand? Puff puff with pepper spiced in a special way. So usually when people come, they will say, give me my puff puff. That's the first thing. That is what gossip is like. It's always sweet. But the Bible says when you take it, it will enter the innermost part of your being to settle in your heart. And very soon, it will cause damage. Because the real food that will give you vitamins and everything is not the real, this puff puff. Some people will be, in fact, the day I went, you know, we were, they, I said, me too, I want to taste the puff puff. That's how gossip is like. This puff puff everybody likes, give me puff puff. When they gave me, I ate, I said, gossip the sweet, but they kill. You know, when they start saying, wow, you that have been on your phone, busy, you just drop your phone. Wow. All ears. Careful listener. Say, Kai, serious. You're already creating a bad impression about somebody else that has not done anything. Sir, that is how the pastor's church literally closed. Because of the girl that he did not do anything to. There are real life stories of people that have suffered a lot as a result of gossip. Some people even died. You know the bad thing about gossip? The bad thing about gossip is this. Like I shared in the first service, a lady wanted to repent of her gossip. She wanted to repent. There's nothing bad with repenting. But when you repent, I always try to teach you with consequences. She came and she went to somebody she respected and said, I want to repent. I have really said terrible things about this person. And I think it has really, really affected a lot of things about the person. But I'm sorry. From day one, what I said was wrong. What can I do to remedy the situation? Everybody said, you can't do anything. He said, why? I can try something. He said, you cannot do anything. He said, the only way you can remedy the situation is the first person you told about that thing, sit the person down to tell you the next person that they told. Then get that one to tell you the next person that they told. Then if in case this one told an extra person, let them get that one too. Then the first person, if it's more than one person they told, then there is a chain of many people. So that no matter how, when you start gossiping and saying negative things about people, you will damage their reputation, assassinate it for life. Even if you end and you repent now, somebody else will still be spreading it. Because they may never know you have repented. And that's why this social media age, when people lie and they repent, you say, go out on social media and say it again. Let's see how far I can. Because their endorsements, they will lose it. Their reputation, they will lose it. People that would have come around their space, they have lost it. They may not be able to get it. Some people, after the person dies, they still have that rumor about it. There's a God general that died. They were peddling a negative rumor about him. After he died, somebody came to say it. The person who knew it said, it's a lie. They've quenched this thing before this man died. You are still carrying it. Why? Somebody keep carrying it. In heaven, I can imagine how they feel about people who spread gossip. Let me show you now. What happened in heaven? Lucifer. One person saw the glory of God, saw the power of God, saw how magnificent God was. Then he went to one of the angels and said, guy, see how we they bow down like Mumu. That's how we go, they bow down all our life. Who created you, Lucifer? God. But now, bowing down is a problem. Say, guy, I have plans. What's your plan? I will ascend. I see how this, I don't know. There's a way to ascend. Say, why will you do it? To the farthest part of the north. I will raise my own stars above the star of the Most High. Now you be next in commando. When people are planning to destroy somebody and they involve you, run away. Because one day somebody will plan and they'll destroy you too. He got to the other demon. Before you know it, one over three, one third of the angels in heaven, they agreed. All of them. Do you know that the person that caused that problem was Lucifer? Every other demon today that followed Lucifer, they regret all their life. Because if Lucifer had not spilled his negative intention about God, if he had not told, he had conceived it in his heart, he started sharing it with the guys, gisting. They've not done execution, no, just gisting, talking. They'll be having a meeting, and God was just looking like this. Then one day God said, Michael, kick them out. Do you know some of those angels wish today? Some of them are in chains. Go and read the book of James. They are in chains of eternal darkness. They will be released later. Lucifer has put them in trouble. Anybody that is spreading negative vibes, negative energy, talking about people, they are putting you in trouble. They are putting your children in trouble. They are putting your generation in trouble. Why? Every word is not empty. They are either positive or negative. They either come with good spirits or evil spirits. Wait. God inhabits the praise of his people. Who inhabits gossip? Who inhabits gossip? every time where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. What two or three are gathered together? Who is there? You better read the Bible well and understand how it works. So when you see people gather and they are gisting something that is destructive, Satan is their master. Satan is saying, continue. I will help you scatter the marriage. I will help you scatter the children. I will help you destroy their life. Everything will scatter. That's why I am here now. Why am I here? And when they finish spreading it, Satan will organize the guy that will go and tell on that guy, that will tell on that lady, that will tell on that person, that will tell on that person. Everywhere will scatter. The Bible says anybody that cannot control their tongue, says like a wall of fire. Your tongue is like what? A wall of fire. If you enter a bush that is dry, one matchstick, come back tomorrow. If you are 10 acres, 50 acres, everywhere will clean up. One matchstick. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Are you sure you have been blessed already? Are you sure this message is blessing you? You are tired of my message? No, don't be tired. I'm helping you. I'm helping you. I'm helping you, church. Let's take this seriously. And we will teach our children. As children are growing up, we'll be teaching them. Don't talk about anybody. Mommy, somebody said that somebody's mommy. They got that. Shh. Don't say what somebody said. Were you there? No. Do you know about it? No. Don't ever say it again. Do you understand? When people talk about other people, they might be saying negative things. It can destroy their life. Some people, it was their mother that taught them gossip. Because it's their house that they do gossip meeting. Yes. They learned it. It's their house. Sonia. You see that? So that one will pass. The mother will say, come on. She now sneak away. You don't know she will soon start her own congregation of gossips. Then after you have finished gisting everything, she's growing up. I say, mommy too, I need work. How will I be getting customers? And start bringing customers. Let's be careful what we do in the presence of our children. Let's be careful what we do, because all these things have ripple effect. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Somebody just got married. New marriage. And a friend entered, vowed to destroy the marriage. And organized people to start spreading things about the lady to the husband. And before you know it, the guy, new, fresh marriage, started feeling bad. Saying, oh, guy, you can't verify all these things. He said he married wrong. Number two, gossip delays destinies and destroys trust. Trust is the invisible bridge that builds relationships. I get what I'm saying now? The invisible bridge that leads you to your destiny. Gossip is a silent axe that cuts that bridge. Destroy it. A particular lady didn't like the pastor's wife in church. Didn't like the pastor's wife. She. Why? The pastor's wife was a reserved person. You know, as my wife is reserved like this. I have to be encouraging my wife to sit by my side. Me, they know that I get wife. No, put me for wala. Left with her, if she can go and hide and stay inside children's church permanently, it's okay. So that was the example of that woman. Then a particular lady didn't like it because she's into sorrow. So she's looking for a partner that will be talking. This one, know they talk. Anytime, so she hated the pastor and then started telling people that the pastor's wife is not serious. She's not supporting the man of God very well. Can't you see she's not active? She's not involved. He told A, another one, B, he's not active. He's not involved. He told C, he's not active. Before you know it, half of the women in church, they started hating the woman. Go and ask her now. Go and talk. It should be you are seeing her there. Say no. Quiet people are dangerous. Hey! All quiet people are dangerous in this life. And that is how half of the women in the church, their heart was turned. Until one day the woman opened up and shared. Because this particular woman that was quiet, the truth is this. She's even going through a lot in her marriage. But she still has to stand by her husband. The day she was sharing the testimony of what they have been through in their marriage, tears in the eyes of everybody. Then that one started repenting. But as I heard it now, that's how every other person has heard it. Rumors, gossip, they will always spread. Even when you repent, it is gone, it is gone. So the best way to stop it is to start stopping it now. Say, no, I will not allow it. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing here today? Yes. Many people left workforce in church because of gossip. Some people left church because of gossip. Say, I'm not going again. No. Did you verify the statement they told you? No. Anywhere people are talking, I don't want to be there. Because somebody that is careless spoke about another person in a bad way. And somebody that is
very careless twice. You, the listener, you are twice careless. You are more dangerous because you have opportunity to verify. You refuse to verify. If you had verified, we will know who the liar is. Anytime anybody says something, don't decide until you verify. They call you and say, guy, you don't hear about this guy, that useless guy. Say, no, I don't believe he's useless yet. What did he do? They say, I go ask him. Say, no, ask him. Jive, call me, just tell me now. Say, no, ask him yet. Why? Jive, call you. So you are saying it with, and some people, they know how to put other people's news with passion. The passion with which the person even said it, you will believe it. At the end of the day, they now realize that the guy wanted to borrow money from him. He did not give him. Mr. S. Catherine. What people can do is dangerous. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So you must be careful. Demons are involved. When people start gossiping, one of the things they do, they delay their destiny and destroy their own life. Because all their prayers will not be answered. They will be fighting to get God's attention. God will not give them. At the point, they will now say, God does not answer prayer. God, you are the one. You talk a lot. You leak spiritual energy from your mouth. You must stop. Kill it, or else it will kill you and kill people. So you will fight it. If you don't have a sister that gossip, beg her to stop. You have a brother that gossip, beg her to stop. If they gather in your house to gossip, stop them. After service, people gather in one place, one shop. Yeah. I know they go. Burugawa. Continue your talk. By the time you know it, things start going down in the person's life. That's why I fight everything with all my life. Anything I know can destroy somebody that is serving God, but they are not aware, I'll fight it. Even if you hate me, I'll fight it. Doesn't matter. It's not about you. Because very soon you will turn back and say, all your years with me did not yield. So if I see what will kill you while you're around me, I will tell you, brother, this thing usually bury people's destiny. This thing is the reason people start going down. This thing has caused division everywhere. Stop it now. Because if you don't, when you get to the bus stop of your end and you say, God is not faithful, I will blow the trumpet that God is very faithful. Your service was never accepted. Gossip will make your service never to be accepted. The Bible says the religion is worthless. Talking about people, why? Talking about people, why? All your friends hate your mother-in-law. Why? Because of your talk. So when your friends come around, mama. Say, my daughter, good man. Say, who be this one, daughter? Who be this one, daughter? God forbid, I don't go get this kind of mother-in-law. God forbid. And because the woman tried to correct you once, and you didn't like it. Why? It doesn't make any sense. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here, church? Yes. Let me close by showing you how to address gossips. How do I address a gossip? When somebody brings a matter that has to do with gossiping, and they want me to be part of the story, how do I address it? Social media, they are posting things on status. It's not everything you post. It's not everything you post. How can you post everything? Some things you even post, you don't even know the language. Because people are laughing. You post. When you post, you start hosting evil spirits. Stop it. May God help us in Jesus' name. How to reply gossip? Number one, I'll give you words that you can use. Hold these words in your vocabulary so that you know how to address gossip. Number one, you tell the person, take this trash off my space. I'm not a dump site for unprofitable discussion. Take this trash off my space. I am not a dumping site for what? Unprofitable discussion. You say, ah. You say, yes, it's trash. You say, why? You explain that when you put it inside of me, it's poison. I will start hating somebody. At the end of the day, I will not behave myself well. I don't want it. When somebody comes and they begin to talk, blah, 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 say, my ears are not available, especially for nonsense. Is that an insult? It's not an insult. Everything you said now, there's no way to help the person. My ears are not available. Why? If I take it in, I have taken nonsense into my life. I don't want it. If you have not suffered gossip, you will not know the implication. You gossip. A particular lady was busy gossiping. She gossiped everybody until gossip made her lose her own relationship. Nearly died. Prayed and fast. God did not answer. He now knew. He now became a crusader for anti-gossip movement. Say yes. You crusade it because the pain stayed with her for a longer time.
when you were talking about other people, you are reaping your own harvest. Now you know what it means when other people suffer. You ask them, if it is not helpful, healing or holy, count me out. If it is not helpful, healing or holy, do what? Count me out. It's simple. Count me out. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornfuls. As soon as the person comes to your house and they try to sit down, say, hey, matter they will tell the person, this table you are trying to prepare, I am not sitting. I'm not sitting. We are not sitting. He said, why now? Anything, my sister, I have learned my lesson. No. Pastor has given us plenty of examples about gossip. Biko, carry go. Any compound, any house where people gossip, demons live in that space. Yes. One of the common things in that space is that they will be having constant quarrels because the spirit of gossip creates discord and division. Another thing that will happen there is that they will keep malice on a consistent basis. They'll be having malice. The other thing is that when you enter the space, you will feel a negative energy. You can't be a Christian who understands. You will feel negative energy. Negative energy can be felt. Can be felt. You will see people lying to themselves, deception. You will know that this thing is present here. If you get to an office space where there is strife, you will know. You move to somebody's table, they'll move their table like this. You will know that, what thing they happen now? I entered a place many years ago when they called to come and pray for family. You know, those days, we have done plenty kind of ministry. Family deliverance in Imo State. So when I got there, I was sleeping in the night before the prayer in the morning. You know, all those rhinosaur. They were fighting. Boom! Boom! Hitting their head. Boom! What is this? God was speaking before the prayer meeting. He said their problem is that all of them are not united. So Satan has built a headquarter here. While we were praying in that meeting, praying in the night, 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock prayer, 3 o'clock prayer, while we're praying, a thick shadow walked out of a tree and moved. My brother, there are some things you see. Yourself, you know, say, let's leave this team. Let other people do it. Let me be raising believers. Because I don't have power for plenty drama. Because many things exist. But they are not. It's not everything you want to just put your energy on. Thick walking shadow. Then I ask, now explain that there was a wife that the man married, the second wife, whether he used something to pierce the, and that was what led to the death of the other one. Then all the children are fighting. But they want pastor to come and do deliverance. Are they ready to settle? No. But they are looking for deliverance. No deliverance will come until all of them settle. The day they settle, their deliverance has come. Are we here together? So finally, when you get people that are gossiping, tell them, I am not Google. Don't bring updates that I'm not searching for. I am not Google. You know Google search? I am not Google. Don't give me updates that I am not searching for. Don't give me updates. I'm not searching for it. I don't want that kind of updates. Because if I get that kind of update, I'll kill myself. I don't want it. When they come with gossip, ask them, this thing you are saying now, thank you for telling me. I give you 5 days. I'll be going to discuss it with him if you don't go. Say, no, please don't try. Oga, I will go and tell her if you don't go. If he's in the office, I will go and reveal it. Why? Because I know that this thing, it could have been me too. And this person might not be wrong. So let's clear it. Many times they will say no because they have added salt, pepper, maggi, everything is, the condiments have become so, the rice has become too spicy. So they will say, no. I'm just telling you, it's because you're a friend though. Let me tell you something, it's because you became close now. That's what I'm telling you. When you take it serious, they will come and say, wait. Say, I will tell. Now me hold you now. I hold you. I will tell. Teach your children gradually when they grow. They will clear their lives. As I speak right now, many people, the favor that they have not received in their lives is somebody that has been talking about them. You enter a new compound and somebody starts talking. Be careful. I shared with them in the first service. That's why I'm going to close. You enter a new compound and neighbor starts discussing. This thing that they are not doing, this is our neighbor. They don't pay this one.
They don't do this one. They don't do, what's my business? You have been the neighbors together since. What's my business? So that I'm holding that one in my heart now. Is that not? No, nothing again is that. The wife used to carry face a lot. You will see it. What I'm telling you, you will see. I'm not trying to gossip. I'm just saying it. You are trying to tell me. So I've heard. So well, I don't even know whether the reason why she's always bitter like that is because they don't have fruit of the womb. They are looking for fruit of the womb. My spirit came up like this and I turned upside down. And I knew that from today, this is not the right person to listen to. This is a killer, not a builder. There are many people that have dropped things inside of you. Go and verify it. Don't fight people that have not done anything to you. Don't quarrel with people you have no business with. Don't let anybody transfer their quarrel to you. It's not an inheritance. It's not a gift. It's not a blessing. Rise up on your feet, church. Knowing these things can shift our lives. I'm going to pray for us today. Some people are suffering because of negative things people have said in your space. We'll kill all those negative words. And God will begin to bring the vibes of favor, the energy of life into your space. Vibes of favor. Some people, your business is going down because all your neighbors, people have connived, they talk nonsense. As I speak right now, there are some business where they are, they practically can never grow again except the divine intervention. Because some people have said things that almost a quarter of the people in the environment know that thing. And only you are the one that feel like you are not selling anything. Nobody's buying. They talk so much. If it is too expensive and it's not okay for you, look for where it's cheaper. Don't go and start telling everybody that their market is sensible. No good deal. If you go there, go buy anything like this, you waste your money. Leave it. Why not go to the person and say, ah, this is your own product. Why is it a little bit expensive? I know that this one is a little cheaper. They will now tell you that our own, there is ginger flavor. There is manganese, this one. No, we add extra things. So taste it. Taste that one and see the difference. So, say, I didn't know. When people put their price tag, if you are not comfortable, don't kill their business. Go to another place. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? Anything somebody is doing, if you cannot help people, leave them the way they are. There's somebody else that will patronize them and they will do well. Don't, because one day, the seeds that we sow, we will reap the harvest. Answer, the harvest is always plenty. Seed is one. Harvest can be 1 million. I want us to pray, and sincerely, all of us, because sometimes we have found ourselves in a space where you said what you should not say about somebody. I want all of us to sincerely say, Lord, I am sorry. If there's anything I have harbored, if there's anything I have conceived, if I have said things I should not have said, if I have acted against anybody based on information somebody else gave to me, I have started treating somebody without verifying. Can you just say, Lord, I am sorry about that. Have mercy on me. Many marriages are scattered today. They can't put it together because somebody went to lie. Your wife is sleeping with another person just because you saw the woman discussing with somebody. Say, men have started with scattering your wife's life. And the man took it up and is beating the woman. They are fighting, they are quarreling just because of what people are saying. I want us to repent. Because many times, this repentance is the key. I'm about to bring light to somebody's life, but I want repentance first. I'm about to speak over businesses, over career, your skills. You are not getting the kind of recommendations the way you should get because of negative words, gossip everywhere. I want to bring light and life, but I want you to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. In 10 seconds, just say, Lord, I'm sincerely sorry about the things, if I have said about anybody, if I have said anything that I should not have said, if I have engaged in idle chatter, backbiting, gossip, speaking negative of people's business, speaking negative of people, Lord, I am sorry. Now you're going to lift up your voice and you pray. Can you say, dear Father, every negative word spoken into the atmosphere fighting against my business, my favor, my visibility, negative words people carry in their hearts against me that will not allow them favor me, may those words rotten in their hearts. May that word expire in their hearts. Every demonic influence spreading negative news about my business, about my career, about my marriage, about my opportunities, today, in the name of Jesus,
I want you to pray, expire. It comes to an end. It comes to an end. I declare today, negative energy, you are silenced by the word of God. I cut off all negative energy, negative words. I scatter them. The Bible says that by your words you are justified, by your words you are condemned. Take your own words right now and hang around every negative word and say, I nullify it. I get business. I get open doors. I get opportunities. My marital destinies are open in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has spoken negative about me that is affecting my marriage, affecting suitors coming into my space, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. If I have said anything against anybody that is affecting them and is a seed that I am sowing a wrong harvest, Lord, let your mercy prevail. In the name of Jesus, somebody pray now. Somebody pray now. You have just about 30 seconds. I want you to pray sincerely from your heart. I'm not a rumor monger. Never. I have no business with other people's matter. I focus. I learn to lead a quiet life and mind my business. In the name of Jesus. Oh Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your hands, just stretch forth your hands. Let me pray. I sense in the realm of the spirit negative energy that we need to cancel. Words that are hanging, people have tagged you. They have labeled you. They have spoken about you and is affecting you. They have spoken about you in that office. So promotion is not coming. You don't know why, but they have an impression. And the cowards that heard it don't even have confidence to confront you. Today, I ask for heavenly vindication. Every business, every career that is about closing down, every marriage that is struggling, every marital destiny that is shadowed by the cloud of gossip and all manner, by the mercy of God, I declare right now, it is canceled in the name of Jesus. It is canceled in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice today. Every demonic influence through words, negative words that have been spoken, words are spirit, words are spirit. Every negative spirit peddling itself as creating obstruction, creating a hindrance that has put a benchmark that will not allow people to progress beyond a particular level as a result of negative vibes and negative words, now in the name of Jesus, I declare, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Relationships and marriages that are suffering today because of what one person has perceived but they are not willing to discuss. Let's discuss it, saying that it's not a matter to discuss. And the marriage is suffering. The relationship is suffering. Today, Father, I ask for courage, boldness. Let the Spirit of God steer the heart of the person so that every negative thing they have heard, they will spill and the right correction will be made and peace will be established in the name of Jesus. Those who have left our church, those who have left our business, those who are supposed to be here that they don't come to us, those who are supposed to do business with you, they will not do business with you. Those who are supposed to call you, that not call you because somebody has said everything that is hanging. May God begin to cancel and raise a voice for you. May God begin to cancel and raise a voice for you. May God begin to cancel and raise a voice for you. Only the good things about you will begin to spread. I declare good things about you will begin to spread. Every negative thing somebody has in their heart concerning you, right in their heart, it will rot there. It will rot there. It will rot there. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord will strengthen every one of us, that we will be the ones bringing peace in our families. We will be the peacemaker in our environments. You will be the ones settling things and making everybody happy. And the Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers, they will inherit the earth. There are a lot of things to inherit. And your inheritance will be established. You will not lose it. You will not miss it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God for this service, for what you have heard this morning. God laid in my heart to share this for somebody's deliverance. God told me that many people, their life will start afresh because of these things that we have shared. God told me, I heard it in my spirit, and I shared it. Many people will see peace will be restored because of what we have shared. If you are in service today, you have not accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I want you to open up your heart and accept Jesus this morning. You want to do that? Can you quietly raise your hand? Let me pray with you. You want to make a decision to follow Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior? Just raise your hand quietly. Just quietly. Yes, where you are, it's okay. Just raise it quietly. And say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin and eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am born again, I am saved, and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put your hands together, church, and celebrate Jesus. Have you been blessed by this person today? So we are going out today. Sit up in heavenly places. We are all going out as people. We don't carry rumors. We don't gossip. In this house, it has to be a culture. Make it a culture in your family. Make it a culture amongst your employees. Tell them about it. Don't talk about anybody, something you cannot tell them. If you have employees, people in your space, make it a culture. If you have, just establish it like that. And you will see how good vibes and positive life will begin to come into your business and life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.